Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, January 27th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. U.S. President Joe Biden may travel to Europe and visit Poland next month to mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to reports by news outlets. The trip has yet to be confirmed, but reports by CNN and other outlets cite at least one official as saying that the visit may include Poland, a key NATO ally currently hosting thousands of U.S. troops and serving as a hub for Western arms transfers to Ukraine. According to NBC News, the purpose of the trip would be to highlight Ukraine's resilience in the face of Russia's brutal onslaught and affirm America's solidarity with Ukraine as the conflict enters a new phase. In a final vote yesterday evening, the Polish parliament approved the country's budget for 2023, which expects the economy to grow 1.7%, with inflation targeted at 9.8%. In Thursday's final vote, an absolute majority of Polish MPs backed the financial plan, overriding all 77 modifications introduced earlier by the Senate. The approved budget ensures full financing for the government's key social assistance projects, including its flagship 500 Plus child benefit program, along with subsidized school supplies for children nationwide. Health spending is also expected to exceed 6% of GDP next year, while defense spending is expected to stand at 3% of GDP this year. The budget bill now goes to President Andrzej Duda for signing into law. Commemorations are being held in southern Poland today to mark the 78th anniversary of the liberation of the notorious Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp built by Nazi Germany during World War II. Today is officially recognized worldwide as International Holocaust Remembrance Day, with ceremonies being held around the world to commemorate the murder of 6 million Jews, along with hundreds of thousands of other national and social minorities, by Nazi Germany between 1933 and 1945. Unlike previous years, a Russian delegation was not invited this year to take part in marking the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, according to officials from the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum located at the site. Piotr Sywiński, director of the museum, told the Polish press agency it was obvious, given the current context, why he could not invite Russian representatives. According to Sywiński, the museum instead welcomed 10 female conservator restorers from Ukraine who had fled bombardments. The commemoration ceremony will be streamed online on the Auschwitz-Birkenau Memorial and Museum website and their social media platforms, including Twitter. Radio Gdańsk listeners will be treated to a live broadcast of the Polish-Ukrainian band Taraka tonight to celebrate the launch of a nationwide charity campaign in support of Ukraine. In collaboration with Radio Rzeszów, tonight's concert will inaugurate the nationwide charity campaign of Caritas Polska and Auditorium 17, a collective of regional Polish radio stations. The campaign will collect material goods to support Ukrainian communities and raise funds for the purchase of an ambulance for the besieged city of Bakhmut. Tonight's concert will begin shortly after 7 p.m. and will be broadcast on air and streamed live on the YouTube channel of Radio Gdańsk.
The weather.
Today will be a mix of sun and clouds with an increasing chance for rain or snow as the day progresses and a strong breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will remain close to freezing, starting off around 2 degrees centigrade or 36 degrees Fahrenheit before dropping to negative 3 degrees centigrade or 27 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar weather is expected for tomorrow, with a chance for additional rain or snow early next week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.